Ryan Reese. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
What is happening, family?
What's up?
Psyched to be on the air again tonight. Live show. I got Ivan in studio with me, and it's going to be a sick show, Ivan. You know why?
Why is that?
Because you're going to make it happen tonight.
No pressure.
Start now.
Go.
Hey, by the way, you're speaking at Passion Week.
I'm speaking at Passion Week, Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Passion Week, I think I'm speaking Monday. So obviously Passion Week is 1 week long. Pastor Rawls doing Palm Sunday. And then we're going to be showing that same night the Passion of the Christ, the movie. And then Monday, I'm speaking. And it's going to be a little bit different. So generally, traditionally, you kind of do Passion Week. You talk about just the week, what was going on that specific day. This year, what we're going to be actually doing is we're going to be taking the seven sayings of Christ on the cross. And each day of the Passion Week, we're going to be breaking down those sayings. So I think I'm going to be speaking on when Jesus says to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So that is pretty heavy.
That's going to be real cool.
Yeah.
Switch it up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm excited for that, you know? I've been digging into the text.
So you're you're opening it up, basically.
I'm opening up. What the heck?
No pressure. You got this. What's the lineup? Sean McKeon.
Sean McKeon, your pops, Papa Raul Reese, myself, Wade O'Neill, Sean McKeon, Scott Salamat, and then your dad's going to close it.
That is dope. That is dope. We'll be there. I'll be there. If you want to tune in, you can tune in at calvarygs.com. It's going to be sick at Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about San Jose. We just got back. It was sick. But I want to give the number out, too, because we're going to be taking calls.
Yeah, let's do it.
After this, 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. We're going to be taking calls tonight. Any of you may call in if you have any questions or you got something to say. We love to hear from you. This is Live with Ryan Reese, and I have Ivan in studio. So anyway, a lot of you guys listen to the show and you follow what we're doing. We're part of the Whosoever's movement, and what we've been doing is we've been touring the public high school system for about 3 years. We have hit a few Christian schools, and that's been epic as well. But our main focus has been in the public school system because just what's going on in the world with the kids. I mean, there is an epidemic right now with the suicide and anxiety crisis with students. Time Magazine came out with an article recently that said that 32% of male students in high school deal with depression. Then it says 37% of girls in high school deal with depression. So, and it's growing. It's at an all-time high. It's pretty gnarly, and this is why we go to the high school system. And we're letting these students know that there is a God. He loves them. And when you ask you can get forgiveness of sins. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit that he does inside of our lives is he starts working on that depression, that anxiety, the addiction, your purpose, your identity, who you are in Christ. And then he shows you the life that you were created for. And this is what we're doing. And we're touring. We hit Mexico. We hit down by Mexico City, Cuernavaca. Mm-hmm. We hit Seattle. We hit San Diego. We hit what else?
Canada,
Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. And now we just got back from San Jose. Oh, obviously we hit Los Angeles
LA County, Orange County.
Yep.
And we'll be in Downey. We'll be in a Downey area in a couple weeks. So just wherever the Lord sends us, we're down, we're going.
We're doing it. And what we're seeing is, it's so funny because, you know, I've heard people say, well, that won't work where we're from. Well, we've been everywhere.
Yeah.
And guess what we're seeing? The Holy Ghost works the same. Wherever we go, we're given the gospel. We preach Jesus Christ crucified, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. And literally, we are seeing the same response. We are seeing hundreds of kids come forward at every stop. I mean, there could be like 70 kids at one stop, then there could be like 400 kids another stop. But we're literally seeing, within a week, we're seeing thousands of kids come forward. So the gospel works everywhere.
Yeah, it's true, definitely. So we're going to get into a little bit of what was going on in San Jose this week, and you're going to hear a story tonight about just how true it is what Ryan is saying, that it's the power of God bringing these kids out. You're going to hear a story about how one of our schools actually got dropped, and just in how in one day what the Lord did. So I don't want to give all those details out. We'll get into that, but you're going to hear it.
Yeah, let's just start from the top. So, okay, so we drove up there, and then what was the first school we went to?
So the first school we went to was actually Lee High School, Lee High School.
In San Jose. And by the way, San Jose, which is Silicon Valley area, this is where what? It was like Google and Apple.
Yeah, you got all these big tech giants. You got like eBay's out there. You have Tesla's actually out there.
That's right.
You got Apple's out there. So all these big tech giants, that's what it's all about up there.
And they say that the Billy Graham Association says that it's 2 to 3% confessing Christians. So that's just people that say, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
So how many people of that 2 to 3% are actually Christians that are actually walking with the Lord?
Yeah.
So here we are in this it's like atheists and secularism central. So tell me about the first school.
Yeah. So Lee High School. And so this week was crazy. So in the past, you know, you guys, if you heard in the past our stories, we went to Mexico and God was blowing up doors there. Definitely in San Jose, there was a lot of spiritual warfare as far as getting the events off and working with administrators in the school campuses. I felt like every single high school, there was something that came up with somebody trying to block us. But this first high school we went on, and generally it takes us about an hour and a half, a couple hours to kind of get set up our deal, our speakers, our sound system, our banners and all that. And the school knows that. But somebody on campus at this first one was trying to shut that down. And so this was one of the schools where we really only had like 15 minutes to kind of get the whole deal going.
15 minutes to get in, set up a stage or like our banners, our what is it?
It's like a trust system with our banners, with our logo and all that.
Tables, booths, get the product ready, get everything dialed in, which – this is nothing. It was like a shotgun experience.
Exactly. Yeah, it was shotgun. And you know what? Like Ryan was saying earlier, you know, people are like, this type of thing can't happen. Well, it does happen when your God is the God of the universe.
It happened. So we got in, we set up. We were actually just started building everything outside of the auditorium.
Yeah.
And literally the principal, or not the principal, but the teachers were just like, yeah, you cannot. First, it was like, yeah, you can go in an hour early. Then they're like, okay, you can go in 30 minutes early. And then they're like, you guys got 15 minutes. They were just trying to kibosh the whole thing.
Exactly.
But we went in, and what happened?
Yeah, we went in and we just did our thing. So if you guys are familiar with what we do, we get out there, we bump some music, we get the kids some free product, we let them know they're going to be having pizza. This one, per se, was actually pizza afterwards.
Because it's at lunch.
Yeah.
You got to feed the kids.
It's a lunchtime rally. You got to feed the kids. So it's like a 30-minute window. And we packed out the gym. We probably had about like 200 kids or so that showed up to this event. And then you got about like 20, 30, 40 kids coming down and receive the gospel.
Yep.
You know, and it's just nuts. It's nuts, you know. And Ryan, and you can be able to tell everybody listening, a lot of times you see kids respond to the altar call.
Yeah.
But you visually, because you're looking at the kids, there's more kids that are like antsy in their pants. Like they want to come down.
They want to come, yeah.
Yeah, they want to come down.
So sometimes I'll just eye them and point them out and just be like, dude, I see you guys. You keep talking, come down. And then they'll like rip and come down.
Yeah.
Then we went to the next school the next day.
Yeah.
So the first one was like, seriously, I feel like we hit a tornado. Like we were like, hurry up, set it up, get in there. And then actually before I went to start speaking, you guys were still rolling up the banners. And I was like, dude, just lead the banners.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the mic and get this thing going. Because everyone's like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, literally as kids, as Ryan has the mic, he's like emceeing it, trying to get the thing started. I'm rolling up the banners as halfway as kids are piling in. But you know what? It worked out.
That was the fastest event we've ever done. So what else? Then we went to second school.
Second school is Branham High School in San Jose.
I got sick. I got sick that night because we were out. It was freezing cold. It's colder than it's ever been up there. And we were out there for an hour and a half because we couldn't go in the gymnasium. So I ended up getting sick that day, going home after showing up for the first day of tour, and went to the hotel room and basically slept from like 3 p.m. till like
8, 9
the next morning. And thank God I came out of it.
Ryan was like a ghost that day. We were like, dude, I think it's over. We're going back home.
Yeah, I was ready to pack up and bounce.
Yeah, but you know, the Lord obviously healed him, which was a miracle because I was sure this guy was getting the flu. It's going around. But, God healed him. He stayed in, like you said, all day. Next day we get up. He's good to go. We go to Branham High School, second high school in San Jose. That one, we actually packed out the gym as well. And so it was a little more easy setup. But I think that one we had about like 300, 250 kids. And then there was a massive response in that one as well. And so,
That one seemed like almost the whole place came forward. They said like 90% of the place came forward.
Yes.
That was a big, like, a lot of kids were coming to Jesus on that one.
Yeah, it was a big altar call, you know? And, you know, I think about, you think about these kids and what we're saying when we're talking about these kids coming down. And obviously, we're not trying to give you, hey, this is how many kids we're coming, because we're trying to boast in ourselves. We just want you guys to know, like, this is the fruit that's coming out of this ministry. This is the fruit of people praying for us and supporting us and believing in what we're doing. That's the reason we go out.
Yeah.
And then when Ryan gets up there and he's giving the message of the gospel, like he says, he gives the message of Jesus Christ crucified, the forgiveness of sins, and he invites the kids to come forward. You know, I think of a poor in the book of Acts in the Bible where Paul's looking at somebody who's actually lame in their feet, and they've been lame their whole life. And Paul looks at this person, and he the Bible says that he recognized that this person had faith to be healed. He discerned it. And I think a lot of times when Ryan's given that message, he's looking at these kids, and we know that they're struggling, there's the anxiety, depression, and you can just see it. They have faith to believe. And so you call them out on that, you discern, you call them out, and that's why there's this massive response, because the kids are hungry for the gospel. We recognize that they have faith to believe, just like Paul recognized that man who was lame from birth had faith to believe. He told him to stand up and walk. He walked. Ryan tells the kids, come out of your seat, come receive the Lord Jesus. They get up.
And that's it.
That's it.
Bada bing, bada bang. You could even go on the whosoevers.com or any of the social media platforms, and you could see any of these photos. We document everything that we do. So then that second day, did we go to a teen challenge that night, or was that the third day?
I want to say it was.
I think it was the third day.
I think it was the third day.
So yeah, because I was still sick. So then the next day, yes. Or I was coming out of being sick. And then the third day, what was the next school we went to?
Yeah, so the third school was actually the Christian school. That was Valley Christian High School.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that one was pretty cool. So the way that one actually worked was the school actually had a chapel setting before we came on at lunch. So the whole school was actually in the gym. So we kind of had our banner set up in the corner, and the school was doing like their normal chapel service for the kids. And keep in mind too, when we say we're going to Christian schools, some people can get the idea like, why are you going to a Christian school and giving a message about Jesus Christ and the gospel and denying and killing the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan will be able to tell you, and you know this, a lot of times these Christian schools, they have more noise than the kids in the public school system. They're dealing with more anxiety, more depression than ever before, because the enemy, they have a target on their back. So we go to this school. I actually was able to get on the mic after their chapel service and let the kids know, hey, we're doing this event. Come out here afterwards. And we actually filled out the gym pretty good. We had a good response. And this one was really cool in that after Ryan gave the message, he gave the message of the cross, he encouraged the kids about killing the noise in their lives so they can draw near to the Lord. Ryan invited the kids to come up and pray with them, those who wanted to receive the Lord or those who just needed prayer that God would do work in their life. Every single kid got out of their seat and came forward. All of them. They all needed prayer. And so I was moved. I was touched by that. You know, I don't know where you were thinking when all those kids came
up. You know, honestly, where I'm at, when the kids come up, I can't see. I only can see the first couple rows of kids.
Yeah.
Because you can't see what's behind.
Yeah.
So I never know how many kids actually come up until after, you know, I see a photo or something.
No, definitely.
But it was the vibe in there, the kids were like, They were hungry for it. They wanted the real thing, you know?
No, for sure. And I also want to note, too, so when we went up to San Jose, we were actually connected to Calvary Chapel San Jose with Mike McClure.
Mm-hmm. Who we went up with, Mike McClure.
Yeah, Mike
McClure. And the other people that brought us up was the National School Project.
National School Project. Yep. So just keep in mind, too, so it's myself, another Paulo Reyes, who couldn't be here tonight, who was actually the whosoever, one of our graphic designers. He went up, and he was kind of just, he was with me and Ryan. That was the whosoever's team. But we had so much support with Calvary Chapel San Jose, the National School Project. And because you've heard it before, it takes a village to raise a child. And so we were blessed to be able to have all that help from Calvary, all their high school ministry students, coming out and helping us out.
And the one thing I want to touch on is the National School Project. We connected with this guy Rich. He's the founder of the National School Project here in like the LA area.
Yeah.
And they are in several schools. I don't know how many schools are in there, but they could be in over 30 schools or more. And they're starting to expand all across the nation, obviously.
Yeah.
But what's rad is why we partner with them, because the whosoever is an evangelistic. We go in, we preach the gospel, we get kids saved. And then what we do is we work with someone like the National School Project, and we plug all the kids into their Bible club.
Yeah.
And then the National School Project What they do is they have students that they get from college. They disciple them. Then they send them to schools that disciple and train the kids to be leaders.
Yes.
To reach their school. So it's a whole discipleship program. That's why we don't even go into high schools unless we're working with the Bible Club or a church that has the Bible Club or the FCA or the National School Project or any other organization that has the discipleship program, because we have to be able to send the kids. We have to put the kids somewhere.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's important. You know what I mean? Because you guys know the scripture. You know, the Bible talks about when somebody hears the word of God and when somebody hears a gospel message, there's an enemy out there who wants to take what was sown in those people's hearts and minds out as quickly as he can. And so what's needed is discipleship. What's needed is Bible study. And that's why we do what we do.
What did Jesus say? Go out and make disciples of the nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey my commandments.
Yep.
That's the Great Commission. So we have to do all of that. So that is sick. What else? Okay, so then, the third day, basically we're chilling. Like we booked like 5 events when we went up there. And then I was like, dude, we only doing 1 event a day. Like I'm away from my family, my kids. You're away from your wife and kids. Paula's away from his wife and kids. So we're like, we better like we're not here for a haircut and just to chill. So I straight look up online, Team Challenge, right? So I start cold calling Team Challenges, stalking them. Hey, man, this is Ryan. I'm in town. If you guys have any availability to come speak, let us in. And they basically called back, and we ended up going to a women's center, women, men, and children's center, as a family center. And we got to speak to like 30, you know, husband and wives and kids all that night. And that was really cool to be there with those guys. And then the next day, we got to go to another school.
Yeah, exactly. We went to another school, and we were also able to go to another teen challenge. But I wanted to say this.
Yeah.
So something that was really cool that happened to me, and I was telling the guys about this, was so that same day where we went to that teen challenge, me and Ryan and the guys were kind of talking in the back in the van driving out there, like how hard it is sometimes to reach your unbelieving family members or some of your family members who struggle, you know, just to kind of hear the gospel. And so we were talking about it, and I was kind of just vibing with Ryan and telling him about a couple family members of mine who were in my heart and who just, they're very hard to reach. So we go to the teen challenge that night. Ryan cold called. We end up going there. Ryan gives his message, like he said, to a group of guys and women and family members. And it was an amazing response. The night, as Ryan's teaching, I'm sitting in the chair, and I actually start thinking about that specific family member in my mind again, you know? And so I'm thinking about them, and I kind of just throw up a quick little prayer for them. Ryan finishes out the night, and some lady comes up to me afterwards. And she starts talking to me about, you know, where she's from. She asked me where I'm from. And keep in mind, we drove 6 hours up north. I'm from Azusa, California. And I'm talking to this lady. She's probably like in her 40s. And she tells me, oh, what city are you from? I said, oh, I live in...
Wait, you were 7 hours because we drove to Oakland.
Oh, yeah, we were in Oakland. You're right. So I'm 7 hours away from home. And this lady's like, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I grew up in Azusa. I live in Azusa. She's like, oh, I live in Azusa. Whereabouts do you live? And we start chopping it up, and she grew up and lives literally 2 streets from where I live right now currently. And so we start talking, and we're kind of tripping out and vibing off that. And she starts talking to me about what she did in the city of Azusa and who she knows. And I said, well, do you know such and such? And I'm mentioning one of my family members. She works here at this company. She's like, I know exactly who that is. I actually volunteer at that company. And we start talking about my family member, and it's just clear as day. The Lord connected us there in Oakland, 7 hours away from where I was, so that we can pray for this specific family member in my life who I'm having a hard time reaching. And now I'm going to be able to go back home, connect the dots with my family member about this lady who I met who's struggling out there, who's trying to come to terms with God, and that's going to be my connection out there. So I was just so happy that that happened.
Now, either you got really good luck or God is in the details.
Exactly.
That's the way God works, dude. Isn't that just amazing?
Yeah, we were tripping.
So the next day, then we went to another school.
Yes, that was actually Leland High School.
Wait, what school did we have problems with? We had one school where they didn't do any advertising, right?
Yes.
Remember? There was you weren't allowed to advertise or something.
Yeah, one of the schools, yeah, they boycotted
boycotted because we had a bomb on the flyer or something.
Yeah, yeah. We've had that in the past too, before, but this one, yeah.
So
same
we
thing.
Showed up and they're like, oh, guess what? We didn't get to promote for the event. So we showed up all the way 6 hours away from LA. We show up and like, oh yeah, we haven't promoted for the event. And we're like, yeah, this has happened to us before. So we just prayed. We said, God, we've done our best. Now we commit the rest. You just do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Draw whoever you want. We had We had hundreds of kids show up and hundreds of kids got saved with zero advertising.
You can't fight like Ryan said. You can't fight with the God of the universe. It ain't going
to
work.
It works. Oh, man. So good. Then we went to another teen challenge that next night. It was like a men's home with just a bunch of dudes. And that was also a pretty cool like environment to hang out with all those guys and inspire them. And
yeah, definitely. And then I kept tripping out because so we were going to these teen challenges and I kept running into people who live like 10 minutes from me or all the way down here, 7 hours away. And so, man, I was just like, man, Lord, this is exactly how you work. You set it up. Your providential hand in the life of these people where we're driving up hours away from home and you're working in the lives of these people who are struggling. So, you know, I was able to talk to a couple guys out there who kind of knew my background, where I was from. And so we were going to pray for each other. So I've actually personally never been to Teen Challenges. That was actually my first time.
Oh, sick.
So when the Who Service kind of started back in 2009, I know we were hitting a lot of Teen Challenges, but I wasn't around then. So I was blessed to kind of be able to part of that.
And they're all over the world. And if you're listening to this phone, if you're listening to this interview, and no matter what country you're in, if you are trying to coming out of addiction or whatever it is, if you're underage, if you're above 18, if you're family, you got a family kid, they have all different centers all over the world. Just go to teenchallenge.com or .org and you could contact them. They are an amazing program, 100%. I speak at those teen challenges all over the world when I travel. So
definitely,
it's an amazing place to be. So the last two schools before we start taking these calls.
So the last two schools we went to, actually the same day we did the Christian school, we actually got booked for another school that was not on our schedule. That was actually at Calvary Chapel, San Jose, their academy, their Christian academy.
Yes.
So you were able to speak to those kids and add that onto the schedule.
That was dope too.
So that was really cool.
So we went from like five events. I think we ended up closing the deal at like 9 events in 5 days.
Yes.
So making it happen.
Definitely.
But then we got a phone call. Remember we got a phone call saying that, hey, this school just canceled.
It was.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes. Okay. So one of the schools, it was actually the last school that we were supposed to be going to. They called us a couple of days before, and there's a bunch of miscommunication or something, or the principal's trying to boycott everybody trying to come into the gym. Supposedly, that's what he's saying. We want no one's coming into the gym today. So we actually lose a whole school. Keep in mind, we're planning these out. Months.
This school knew about this event for 3 months that it was going down.
Yes. So we get a call from one of the NSP reps, and they're saying, you know what? It's canceled. So what do? We pray, God, what are you going to do? And basically, keep in mind, like Ryan said, it takes us 3 to 4 months sometimes to book these events. We booked a Kill the Noise event in 1 day. In 1 day. We got
hours.
Hours.
Not even a day.
We were tripping. So we got flyers out. We got pizza set up. We got the whole thing. We show up. One of the we actually hooked up with somebody from
the school. The school knew about it for like 1 day.
Yes.
And then we show up the next day.
We got flyers out. We show up with pizza.
That was the biggest event we did.
And that was the biggest event. That's what I was going to say. That was our biggest event.
There was probably like 400, 500 kids. I mean, that was a huge
event. And that one was on the east side of San Jose. So tell people about the east side of San Jose.
Oh, yeah, the east side's it's like the rough neighborhood, you know? It's the lower income, tons of gangs. So we go to the east side and have a massive turnout and massive amounts of kids come down to receive the Lord.
Yeah.
Just a total Holy Spirit event. God in control, books it. Draws the kids get saved, just sickness, just
yes,
happening.
Yes. So you can't deny it. You can't deny what the work that God did out there. So we were just happy to be a part of it. You know, you just show up like Papa Chuck used to say. He says, wherever the flow of the Spirit's going, just hop in. And so that's exactly what we did. You know, we could have easily got, you know, kind of, you know.
We could have said, no, we're not doing the event.
Yeah. We could have said, no, forget about it. We could have got all butthurt. You know, this isn't working out. We just pray, God opens up the door, you just hop in, and bam, we get the most amount of kids that we ever got in any of the schools that we were up there, and the biggest response. So
we're going back.
We're going back.
So this is where you guys come into play, all you listeners. Please pray for us. Pray that God keeps opening doors and that God will keep providing every need that we need to make these high schools happen. It takes a team of people. It takes finances. It takes prayer. It takes a lot of different things, but just all we want you guys to do is pray that God will keep opening doors. And that we're able to keep continuing to reach these kids. And I pray for this. This is a huge need. The huge need is that we need to pray that the church will start raising up youth pastors or people to go into the churches and start Bible clubs. And literally, they need to start churches on campus because the kids are so caught up that they're not coming to church. But you could literally go one time a week to lunch and have a 30-minute church service every week and have hundreds of kids. And as they grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, they will come to church. But I believe the future 100% is that now where we're at in this culture in these times is that we need to start churches in, we need to step up the church, the Christian clubs. We need to create these little mini church environments. It doesn't have to be called church, but we need to create a church environment on campus to introduce it to the kids. And that's where, that's what I wanted. I mean, I'm not starting churches right now,
right?
Because we're doing evangelistic, yeah. But if I were to start another leg of things, I would start a series of churches on campus.
Yeah.
Because that's the future. Yeah, but I'm not doing that, so you guys got to do it.
Yeah, you just hear it. You talk to people, and they're like, man, you hear it all the time. You're like, Ryan, if I would have had this back when I was in high school, you hear people say that all the time, I would have been a completely different person.
Yeah.
And so that's not just for Ryan or the whosoever's. That's for the church globally around the world.
Yeah, hey, it's the church's job.
It's the church's job. If you can be that thing that person's saying, hey, when I was in high school, if I would have had that, man, that would just make such a massive difference. So we want to be able to break into the school system, especially, and everybody understands how our school system is now these days. It's crazy. You know, they're pushing no God and everything else and in between. And so we want to be able to step on those campuses and be that light.
So check it out. If you want to book the Kill the Noise or contact us, you can go to thewhosoevers.com. Thewhosoevers.com, email us, and we would love to come to your schools. We're even booking Australia right now. So we're taking this thing wherever God opens the doors. If you want to catch past radio shows, you can go to my website, ryan-reese.com. You could get all the past archives of past shows for the last couple years. We have the Gospel of John up there as well. In the Whosoevers, if you want to get some product from the Whosoevers, go to thewhosoevers.com. And all the products that are sold on the Whosoevers fund our mission to go to the high schools. So yeah, you can donate there, whatever you guys want to do, wherever God leads you guys, that's the deal. And we're going to be taking calls right after the break. We got a couple phone calls in the queue right now, but if you would like to call us at 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. We would love to hear from you guys right after the break. And, yeah, man, I'm just really pumped on everything that's going on in the school system. Right now, we actually have 42 schools booked for the whole LA area in January next year. That's like Hollywood. That's like Roosevelt High. All the like in that whole entire area, we'll be booking those. And then obviously, if we hit Australia in the new year, like in September. And then I'm going to the East Coast Pastors Conference.
Yes.
Because we're trying to open up the whole East Coast too, to tour that whole area as well. Yep. So we'll see how that goes. That would be pretty amazing to hit it out there.
Yep, definitely. I mean, we're always talking about after our events, like, man, like there's always going to be high schools out there for us to go to. And the amazing thing is, and what we're doing is that kids graduate. And so eventually, when we go through all these schools, we're going to be able to come back because there's going to be a whole new batch of kids.
Yep, 100%. This year, we actually, right now, at this moment, we have 60 schools that are booked. We've already done 42 schools, and we have another 18 left. But we might even be able to book a couple more. So right now, we're looking at 60 schools so far that we're going to be done with at this school year.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're thinking about it, as we're talking about it here tonight, like Ryan said, all you have to do is just email us with any information that you have. If you have a contact and in at a local high school, are you just interested in us coming out? We can give you the information and the
tools. We can show you how easy to do it.
We can show you how easy it is to do it. Email us, like Ryan said, info@thewhosoevers.com, and we will get back to you.
That sounds amazing.
Right on.
Yeah, we think we have a couple minutes. I want to give a shout out to Ray Ray. Hey, no, hey, Cyborg. Cyborg is fighting tonight.
The fight.
Cyborg's fighting. Who's going to win?
I don't know, man. Cyborg. Those girls are crazy.
All right, we'll be back right after the break.
More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Everything all right?
Sure. Call now, 1-888-564-6173. Or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say what I warn you.
Loud noises!
And right before the break, we were talking about Cyborg winning.
Dude, those girls will knock me out.
Oh, man. She is gnarly looking, that girl. She's wild. All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get back into the show. We're going to take some calls. But we got a comment in from Jeff in Mesa, Arizona. He's calling to inquire how to bring the whosoever's to a school near him. Tell us, Ivan.
Awesome. Okay, Jeff, so honestly, we've made it so simple. We don't want to make the process so laborious or difficult. We made it so easy that a child can book. So basically, all that needs to happen on anybody's end who's seeking to have the whosoever's come out is that if you have, you're going to need to have some type of contact. So obviously, Jeff, if you have a contact at the local high school that you may have in mind, whether it be a Bible club advisor or some teacher on campus who is interested, or maybe who's a Christian, or maybe you're just cool with that, you have an in with the principal. All you have to do is basically email us at info@thewhosoevers.com. Give us the details about what it is. Maybe you're with a specific ministry, the name of the school, and let us know the general timeline of when you're trying to have us come out. We'll send you out a booking form. We'll send you out assets that you may need to give to administration so they kind of know what it is that you're trying to bring out. And then we go from there. We try to lock down a specific date and then have at it. But like we said, it's simple. Email us info@thewhosoevers.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know the name of the school. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can with all the information so that administration can feel comfortable. They can see what we're doing and be up and open and up front with what the whosoevers are about.
Bada bing, bada bang. The number is 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. This is Live with Ryan Reese. I got my boy Ivan in studio, and we're going to be taking calls. So let's go ahead and start with Karina. How you doing today, Karina?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. Amazing. Thanks for calling tonight. So what is, you did contact me on Instagram, correct?
Correct, I did.
Okay, hold on, hold on 1 second. My earplug came out. Cover
from the Ivan. Hey, Karina, so obviously you hit Ryan up on his social, but I know that you were asking him a couple questions. What were those questions that were in your mind and your heart?
Sorry about that, Karina. My head jack just came out and I lost you.
No worries. No worries. So basically, I was just kind of asking him for advice because basically, I've been in the ministry. I got saved 11 years ago, and I got saved when I was 16. I came out of, witchcraft. I came out of just a lot of darkness in my life.
What kind of witchcraft? What extent were you into witchcraft?
So pretty much it wasn't the fact that, I was involved with it without even knowing it. And yeah. Also, even my mom had friends that were witches that would come to the house and just do stuff to me without her even knowing, which was Santeria, healers, which is, obviously, witchcraft and everything.
Yep.
So, that was that. And that was more up to my teenage years, but, it all really just started when I was a lot younger. And also, I've just been involved with, a lot of the wrong people, and my brother and I were really into heavy metal, and he's still into the heavy metal. He's a really awesome drummer and everything.
Yeah.
And so just being in that kind of environment, and a lot of when you're a teenager, all you're doing is you're getting high, you're getting drunk, and you're around all these different people, and they would bring the satanic Bible and just a lot of things. And just so I would always experience all these demonic things going on in my life, even since I was a little girl. I started seeing demons when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And they were tormenting me up until I got saved, it was really heavy.
They were manifesting in your room?
Oh, yeah. I would be in my room, and I would literally feel them right next to me, breathing next to me. It sounds kind of crazy, but
I've heard several stories like that.
Yeah. And I dealt with that for years. So, that was going on, you know, and I just experienced all this darkness. You know, I was even suicidal at the age of like 7 years old.
Wow.
And, yeah. And, you know, I honestly just remember that like not that long ago, because I chose to just forget a lot of the things that happened to me, because I actually ended up getting molested by one of my, older brother's, friends. So just a lot of stuff happened in my life, and, you know, glory to God that I'm able to use it, you know, for his glory, because he really did bring me out of everything. And
he brought you out of a lot of crazy stuff, for sure.
I really have, like, you know, and even in my Christian walk, like, I still get attacked, you know, and obviously, you know, Satan is, of course, going to attack me because of everything that I have endured, and he, you know, he wants to keep me down and everything, but, you know, I'm not going to stay down, because greater is he that is in me. So, and I, you know, firmly believe that. And so basically I've just been in my ministry since I was 16 years old.
So wait, hold on really quick. One sec. So how old are you now?
I'm 27 now.
You're 27. So what's your ministry? What do you do?
So basically, like, I'm not in the ministry, but I was, and that's why I was kind of reaching out to you.
Okay,
because,
got it.
Yeah, so basically, I got saved at this church when I was 16.
Okay.
And the way that I got saved was because of my husband. He actually brought me to the church. He was actually backsliding the time I met him. So he brought me to church, ended up getting saved and everything, and then so we actually moved to Orange County, but I ended up moving back. And I've actually been to your dad's church and everything. I remember when you started the Whosoever's and everything, and I was going and everything, but I ended up moving back anyways, cause I got pregnant. So, basically my pastor recently, last year, she wanted to mentor me, and I was all for it, you know, because of my background and everything. She just kind of, you know, wanted to take me in under her wing and just, mentor me and teach me how to go up there and pray for people and just, you know, be by her side, which I was. But she recently pulled me down, and it wasn't anything that I did. I was just traveling a lot back and forth, which she didn't like. She wanted someone that was more committed, which I totally understood. And she even told me, like, it's not a thing you did. But after that, I kind of just pulled myself back from the ministry. Like, I was doing Bible study once a month, and I pulled myself back, and I've actually, I'm in a point right now where I kind of feel stuck. Like, I want to be used by God, and I know that he has a calling in my life, and I want to be used, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm the one who put myself on the shelf, and I'm like, I feel stuck in a way. And so, you know, being in the ministry and doing what you're doing and what I was doing, and I actually got up to preach and everything, and I shared my testimony and everything, you know, you obviously get attacked and everything. And I know that, but, I just wanted to reach out to you to, get advice from you on how you deal with it. And,
you know what I do when I get stuck? Cause I get in like some funk sometimes. And like funky moods and situations where like when God's kind of moving me around to like different things. I was talking to my wife today before I came here, and the way I've kind of, since I've gave my life to God, I haven't really, like most people, like they'll get involved in the church, they'll start serving at whatever capacity, you know, maybe they'll be an usher, or they'll help clean the place, and then next thing you know, they'll start like working in the children's ministry, or then they move to the high school, and then
and then
they go to like teaching a study, and then they go to like, and then maybe they'll be teaching a night, and then they be oversee like a ministry, and then next thing you know, they become a pastor, or senior, you know, like that whole progress, you know, that that's kind of like been like a structure,
yeah,
for me,
yeah.
Since I gave my life to the God, I was like, I gave my life to God. I started doing concerts. Then I started telling my testimony. Then I started, then I did like a tour. Then I came back and I started teaching. I started teaching the Bible. And then I went back on, then I left, stopped teaching, then went back on tour.
Yeah.
And then I started a radio show. And then now I'm going to high schools. So everything, the way like someone would present ministry to like people like, well, this is the way it's done. You go to Bible school, you do it. None of that ever worked for me. I've just been more like led by the Holy Spirit, and God takes me through chapters in different situations. Like, it would make sense for me to, if I started teaching the Bible in church, that I would just keep building. And I had two different nights. I had one in Orange County. I had one in Diamond Bar. Two nights going on, Thursday and a Friday at the radio show. On paper, it makes sense for me to stay there and continue doing that and keep building, right, and maybe open more nights or keep expanding. But God was like, no, I'm going to actually take you now to the high schools. You're going to leave all that. You're going to go to the high schools, and this is where I'm going to use you right now for this season. So the reason why I say all that is to say this. Be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, right now you're in a place and you feel like you took yourself out of ministry, that the pastor had you step down. Well, here you are. You feel like God's putting a call in your life and you want to be used. Do what what I would do is, in these little seasons in my life when I'm trying to figure out what God wants me to do in my life, when I want him to speak to me, I kill the noise. I disconnect. I get plugged into him. I get on a study program. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start reading through this book, or I'm going to start go through Chuck Smith on this particular book. And I just start sitting with God. I start fasting. I pray. I start asking God, what do you want to do in this season of my life? Show me what you want to do. And then God will start opening the doors. And then when he opens the doors and he confirms, I step out by faith on that. And then next thing you know, you're in that sweet spot with God. You're right where he wants you to be. And that's where you want to be.
Yep.
So you're in a great place right now because you feel like God's tugging on your heart. You want to get back in the game. And ministry is not just being a part of a church. Ministry is every single day of our life. Yeah, we are in ministry with our wife, with our kids. Like, we're ministering, we're serving, we're helping. It's a 24-hour thing. It's not just about being involved in the church. But if you want to be involved in the church ministry, you know, that's awesome too. But basically just get your Bible, start reading, start praying, start plugging into church and asking God, speak to me about what my next move is. Yeah. And that's basically it. And there's going to be different chapters. My life of ministry doesn't make sense compared to whatever the way everyone else does it. God just takes me in seasons in different places. So find out what God wants to do. Step out by faith. He's going to show up. And it's going to be amazing. So you got this. Did that help you at all?
That was perfect.
That's awesome. And Karina,
everything I needed to hear.
Yes.
And Karina, also just remember too that the Bible makes it very clear for all of us. You know, we're always not going to feel like reading or feel like we're in step with God. But we got to make sure that we remember that we walk by faith. Like Ryan's trying to tell you, we walk by faith, not by sight or how we feel. Because if we're
right,
the moment we start walking by how we feel, and you know this already, but just by way of reminder, the moment we start walking by how we feel or what we're not feeling, that's where the enemy can just take advantage of us. And so just remember, we walk by truth, and that's the scriptures.
And remember this too. This is also a great thing. Remember, we walk in truth. We walk in grace and mercy. Mm. Those days when you're not going to be having a great day, not feeling too Christian because the things that are going on in your life and the thoughts that are running through your mind and maybe some things that have come out of your lips. Remember, we are saved by the blood that was shed on the cross, and we live in the grace and the mercy, and God forgives us of our sins because we don't always feel great, you know,
right.
And that means that we're human. We're under construction, and we're under construction till we reach eternity. So go in that grace and truth. God loves you, and keep us posted. I want to hear what happens a couple months from now.
I will.
All
God
right.
Bless you guys.
Yes.
God
love
bless.
You. Take it easy.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Yep. Live. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You just got to do it.
I think it was C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis talked about, you know, in a lot of his writings, he talked about the law of undulation, which basically means the ups and downs of your Christian walk. And he says this, and he says a lot of times, when you're in the lowest part of your, some of the times when you're in the lowest parts of your Christian walk, those are the best times to be in. Those are the best places to be in because that's where God can do a good work. I'll never forget it. And Sean probably doesn't even remember this. If you guys know Sean, he's the main co-host of the show. When I first got saved, I remember I was going through a lot of some of the stuff Karina was dealing with, you know, demonic oppression and things like that. And I remember I reached out to him and he said, he kept it so simple. He said, you know what? Only let those things draw you closer to God. Don't let them separate you from him. Only let the troubles that you're going through, let them draw you closer to God. And so, you know, that's what we do. And that's what I've done ever since. I've taken that advice and ran with it. You know, the times where I'm not feeling like it, or I'm being oppressed, or I'm just in a rut, you know, draw closer to God. Draw closer to God.
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. There is a, we have a couple calls here that we need to take. So you want to take, let's just go to the next call. We're going to take Kate from Redlands. How you doing, Kate?
Well, I'm sure glad to be on the show.
Thanks for calling in. So what's your question tonight?
Well, my question is, I'm in chronic pain. Of course, I have something to manage the pain, but basically it never goes away. It's always with me. And my family can just look at my face and say, oh, it's a pain day. I can see it in your face. And I want to be like, have a kind of not happy look on my face, but not just this intense pain look on my face. My mom's the same way for different health reasons. And my day is usually good until like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Then I'm history. And I want to be a witness for Christ. I want to be like I used to be. I helped with a teen ministry at my last church before we moved. And, I was a cutter when I was a teenager. So, you know, because some of the kids were cutters. In other words, my testimony, you know.
Right, yeah.
Helped a lot of kids and stuff. And I can be used that way, that's all. But now that this pain has pretty much taken over, and I have asked God to heal it, but, you know, the song, sometimes when the healing doesn't come,
yep.
That's okay. I've accepted that. I'm looking for my biggest only hope is just being with Jesus. I don't care how. I'm looking forward to it because this life is, it's become very difficult, and the pain is so constant. It's always here.
Yeah.
And I love God. I just, you know, I'll tell you, you know, Paul was beaten on all this, you know, 40 lashes minus one, all this stuff, stoned to death. And I want to praise God for this, through this. And if they see that my face is a pain face, that's not good.
Yeah, Katie, let me say something. You know, I hear all you're saying, and I'm so sorry that you're going through all this physical pain. Just a couple things that are coming in my mind that I want to encourage you in. You know, one is that I think in the scriptures, and I know you know your scripture, and I know you know of the story of Job and all the pain that God allowed him to go through, and that's the key word, that God allowed him to go through those things. The Bible says there's no temptation or struggle that we all go through that's not common to man. God allows us to go through all these things for a certain reason. But I want you to understand something, Katie. There's something that Job said that always stuck out to me in Job 13:15. He said, though God is allowing me to be slain by the enemy, though he slays me, yet I will still trust in him. And that's something that I'm sure you want to be able to do. You don't want to feel as if you are letting God down because maybe you're the way your face may look because you feel in pain, or when you're in pain around your family members. Keep in mind too, Katie, that though you may have a face or an outlook on life that looks, hey man, she looks like she's in pain, that's not necessarily what's going to save your family members per se. If they're around you and they see you're in pain, that's not going to be the determining factor for their salvation. You know, you're desiring to be back in ministry. You're desiring to do the work of God. You have all the means by which you're able to do ministry, in the ministry of prayer and in the ministry of being able to praise God and trust God, even through all this chronic pain that you're going through. Now, whether God is going to heal you or not, that's in his timing to say. Keep in mind too, you think of Jesus when he was nailed to that cross. And you have these men jeering at him. They said, hey, this man was able to save people and heal people why can't he do the same for himself now that he's on the cross? And so there was, Jesus wasn't able to physically walk among these people and heal, but he had one means of ministry by which he was able to exercise, and he exercised it. And that was the ministry of prayer. And he said, Father, forgive these people, for they know not what they do. He, all the way up into the end, he exercised that freedom in being able to pray. And so I encourage you just to continue to pray through your pain. I encourage you to keep in mind the words of Job, that though I am slain, yet I will still trust in God. And your family members, we pray for them, because it's the ministry of the Holy Spirit and in prayer that's going to really eventually, ultimately reach them.
Yeah, I want to pray for her right now.
Let's do it.
Lord, I pray for Kate in the name of Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll just encounter her and that you'll just relieve her of this pain. God, we just ask for your sovereign grace in her life, Lord. And just, we just ask for you to reach down from heaven and touch her and just heal her, God. And everyone else that's listening, maybe be going through some situations right now, that you'll heal them as well, Lord. We just ask for your sovereign grace in her life, Lord. Speak to her, comfort her, just be with her in this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We love you, Kate. Thanks for calling in. Oh, man, you know, it's tough when people are in chronic pain.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I mean, I've had family members, you know, even my wife, she goes through some pain that she has to deal with, and it's the nature.
Oh, your wife too. She's in that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes my wife and you know, we're so blessed that God is able to sustain us. But yeah, like everybody has, whether it is a physical ailment, a physical pain that people are dealing with, or whether it's an emotional pain that people are dealing with, pain is pain. Yeah. And some people allow that reality of pain in their life to be a determining factor to say, hey, God's not real. Mm. But the Bible makes it so clear. He makes it very clear that we live in a fallen world, and that God's come to redeem us out of pain, that this life is but a vapor and it's temporary. And the pain that we go through can't be compared with the glory that God has for us in time to come. The suffering and the pain that we go through, this, the Bible tells us in Romans, can't be compared with the glory and the life that God has for us in time to come. It's just that trusting in him and waiting upon him to redeem us in his time.
There it is. We're going to go ahead and take, we have a couple minutes left, but we're going to take Monet from Ohio. Hello. I don't know. Did she pick up?
Monet, you there?
Monet from Ohio is not around.
Yes.
Oh, there she is. Hey, you have, we have like 1 minute left. What's your question? Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So my question is like I'm really like super into music.
Yeah.
And so my thing is like if it's okay for me to like post pictures with like, because I post pictures of like these certain musicians on social media, but like, and then I write like text with the pictures, but like the text, like in the way I word it, it's supposed to be like, I have the intention of praying for them, because like it's a few years from now, I actually want to start my own ministry, but I want to like reach like these actual musicians that I'm like posting about and talking about.
I don't care. You could post pictures and pray. Post pictures and pray for people. Why? Yeah, that sounds great. How old are you, Monet?
Actually, I'm 23.
Awesome. Sure. Continue to do that and keep praying that God will use you to reach out to the music industry. There's many musicians that need the Lord in that industry. And maybe God will raise you up to start your own ministry to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so that's awesome. Do it.
Okay, well, what about also, like, following them on social media?
Follow them? That, I mean, that's, you know what? This is what I always do. Mm-hmm. I don't like to play the job of the Holy Spirit. God will show you who you want to follow and who you don't, because you don't want to be following people that are going to be posting stuff that's going to be garbage, that's going to be going in your mind, because your eye is the light to the body. So ask God to ask God to show you which ones to follow and which ones not to follow, and then ones just to pray for.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will show you. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. So you're in good hands, Monet. Hey, Monet, we're entering. We got to end the show right now. But we thank you for calling in. And you could call us back next week if you have any other questions. We love you, all right?
Okay, love you too.
Okay, bye. Very cool.
Cool.
Well, we're about to wrap this show up. Again, at ryan-reese.com, we have all the past radio shows. We have the Shine Studies, the Gospel of John. Also on my website, you can get a link to the Whosoevers. Please contact us. We want to come to your high school. We want to come to the local schools. We want to reach the middle schools, the high schools. We want to reach this next generation, the Gen Zers. We're coming for you. So if you're out there, pray for us that God will keep opening doors and providing for every need. We love you guys, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.